Welcome to the W5BSA repeater. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y. All right, good evening, folks. QSP, this is Marty, WV5Y. It's once again time for another edition of the Houston AmSatNet. We had some frequencies changed here on the radio and in the PL tone, so we had to get that set back again. So this net meets on Tuesdays to discuss topics related to satellites, balloons, and other amateur-related items. This is net number 1654. And it's 8 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday, March the 10th, 2026, which in UTC time is Wednesday, March the 11th, 2026 at 0100. And notice we did make that little change there. We're now on Daylight Savings Time, actually. Okay, this net is a directed net, and all calls should go through net control. And this net is dedicated to Andy McAllister, W5ACM. And thanks to Joe, W5BSA, we are on the 145.19 repeater in West Houston. Also on the 25 in Katy, and they both have a PL tone of 123.0. Then there's the repeater downtown that we're linked to on the 146.7 and its network repeaters. And then also the AMSAT DMR TOT group 98006, YSF Fusion 11689. The All-Star node is 572580 when those connections are working. And of course there's also Echolink, and that's over at Star AMSAT Star. And I will now take local check-ins or any check-ins.
Okay, Delta 5, Juliet Romeo Delta, WD5 JRD call, good evening.
Okay, very good. Welcome, Carl, WD5JRD up there in Jersey Village. You got a good signal this evening, and audio sounds good. We got anybody else up there? All right, well, we're going to start with a little bit of information out of the South Texas Blue Launch Team. Of course, they do hold their monthly meeting on the second Wednesday of the month. And that is at 4:30 p.m. here at a local restaurant. And then they have a meeting later on the internet, and that's over on Zoom, and that's St. Walter. That's over at k5wh.net/Zoom. So we appreciate Walter making that available for people to participate and to find out the upcoming activities of the Greater Houston BLT, the Blue Launch Team, and let's see. All right, looks like we haven't gotten any more updates on any other balloon launches besides the W5RIN, which was launched from the Orange, Texas Hamfest, and it was transmitting on 20 meters on Whisper with the call sign of W5RIN/3. All right, we're going to switch gears over here to the ANS bulletins, and this is AMSAT News Service Weekly Bulletin number 67, and this week's editor is Mark Johns, K0JM.
BL-123.
The AMSAT News Service Bulletins are a free weekly news and information service of AMSAT, the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation. ANS publishes news related to amateur radio in space, including reports on activities of a worldwide group of amateur radio operators who share an active interest in designing, building, launching, and communicating through analog and digital amateur radio satellites. And the news feed over on www.amsat.org publishes news of amateur radio in space as soon as our volunteers can post it. So please send any amateur satellite news or reports to ans-editor@amsat.org. And you can sign up for a free email delivery of the AMSAT News Service bulletins via the ANS list. And join the ANS list and get them just showing up in your inbox every week. Just go to mailman.amsat.org/Pastorius/lists/ans.amsat.org. All right, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AmSat Net. I want to remind everybody you can call and make a quick phone check into the Houston AmSat Net by calling 713-467-9870. There's also an APRS. You can send a message there to West Virginia 5 Yankee with no dashes and no numbers, as Andy used to like to say. And you can send an email. That's to WV5Y@comcast.net. All right, it looks like the third time was not the charm for Space One's Kairos rocket. Kairos number 3 launch failure destroys NETSAT 3. Kairos launched for the third time ever on Thursday, March the 5th, lifting off from Space One's Spaceport T in Wakayama Prefecture at 2:10 UTC, or 11:10 a.m. local time in Japan. But it was all over about 2 minutes later. Once the launch happened, they determined that mission success was difficult and implemented flight termination measures. Tokyo-based Space One said via X on Wednesday evening, among the Kairos number 3 payloads was NETSAT-3, a 3U CubeSat created with support from National Formosa University and dedicated to amateur radio service. Satellite designed to provide FM voice repeater, APRS, and telemetry services to the global amateur satellite community. So it's unfortunate this one didn't make it up there, but in addition to the amateur radio mission, the NETSAT-3 project was to have actively engaged students in mission data analysis, RF design performance of satellite radio communications, and community participation by encouraging public engagement through open telemetry data. All right, we want to thank space.com and the International Amateur Radio Union for that information. And you can read the full space.com story over at www.space.com/space-exploration/private-spaceflight/japan-startup-space-1-kairos-3-launch. And, of course, Bruce has that URL posted over at amsatnet.com, so you can just go over there and click on the link. Okay, the 2026 coins are here, so you can help support Golf T and Fox Plus projects. Annual membership starts at only $120, and there are then higher levels also. But You can join the AMSAT President's Club today and help keep amateur radio in space. And the URL is www.amsat.org/join-v-amsat-presidents-club. All right. Seems like the Japanese have got some of the action going on these days. The Tenko 2, the Japanese amateur radio satellite, should be deployed soon. It was launched to the International Space Station, the ISS, last October, and soon will be deployed in a higher orbit. After delivering about 12,000 pounds of supplies, scientific investigations, hardware, and other cargo to the ISS for NASA and its international partners, JAXA's, or the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency's, uncrewed HTV-X1 cargo spacecraft departed the ISS on Friday, March the 6th. The spacecraft arrived at the space station on October 29, 2025, after launching October the 25th on an H-3 rocket from Japan's Tanegashima Space Center. The HTV-X1 spacecraft will boost itself to a 500-kilometer circular orbit, where it will remain for more than 3 months, acting as a scientific platform for JAXA's experiments. After attaining this higher orbit, HTV-X1 will deploy Tenko 2, a 6U CubeSat constructed by Nihon University, carrying a variety of amateur radio experiments. And among all those experiments, they include there's a linear transponder developed by JAMSAT that will operate 2 days each week, scheduled to be announced. Transponder frequencies that have been coordinated with the International Amateur Radio Union, the IARU, feature an uplink in the range from 145.895 to 145.935 MHz, with a downlink at 435.875 to 435.915 MHz. There's a digitalker with preloaded audio to be transmitted at 435.895 MHz.
W5BSA repeater.
Transmission of a preloaded digital image or images created in coordination with students from the Faculty of Arts is going to also be happening on 435.895 MHz. Demonstration of microwave band communication technology at 5.8 GHz in the microwave band is another feature. And there will be tests of high-speed data transmission at 38.4 kilobits in 4FSK. Following the deorbit command, HTV-X1 will dispose of several thousand pounds of trash from the ISS during reentry into Earth's atmosphere, where it will burn up harmlessly. However, hopefully, Tenko 2 is expected to remain in orbit and active for approximately 1 year to 18 months. And we will thank NASA and the IARU for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y and the Houston AMSAT Net. We've got the first list here. We got the list, but before we get to that, let's go ahead and take a quick standby and see who we've had checking into the net so far. Okay, we got Charlie, K5BMG, and he's over there in West Houston. So we appreciate it when we get the chance to talk to Charlie, get him checked in.
DL-123.
We talked to Dale, WD0AKO. He's up there in Moorhead, Minnesota. He does the backup archiving of the audio for the website, and we appreciate that. Sounds like they're back to being in the cold country again up there very soon. Let's see, we've got Vern, WD0RCR in Wentzville, Missouri. And he transmits our net on 1.860 megahertz, full carrier AM, as his bird likes to say. And that's at 5:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays. So we appreciate Vern putting us on the top band there on the weekend. And then we say also hello to Kai in 6ZZO. He's out there in McKinleyville, California. And he's one of our podcast listeners who calls and checks in. So we appreciate that. Okay, from the Internet Relay Chat System, we've got Ken, AK0A, Clay, KG4OZW, Brian, KG4WIJ, Renee, NZ9T, and Bob, K8WX. And as well as Clay, KG4OZW, we also want to say hello to Rachie. Okay, and then looking over here, let's see, off of Echolink, we've got Andrew, KC5LWY. He's down there in Galveston. Good evening to Andrew. And hello to Steve, KA5YFC, up there in the cold country. We've got Mitch, 80HJ. He's up there in Jackson, Minnesota. And, of course, thanks to Mitch, as well as being last week's AMSAT News Service Bulletin Editor. Well, he puts on the Wednesday night AmSatNet that takes place on DMR. So you can go over to digital, to the AmSat Digital Talk Group 98006 on DMR or on YSF Fusion. It's 11689 at 9 p.m. Central Time on Wednesday. And you can check into Mitch's net. So if you're especially going to do any roving or making any rear grid squares available for satellite operators, well, you might let Mitch know and those guys. And, let's see. Steve said that they've got thunderstorms and tornado watches tonight. Buddy, this is 80, so if that's the temperature, that's pretty good. Or that actually may be the number of thunderstorms and tornado watches. I know it's supposed to be a kind of a rough night there across the country this evening. Let's see, we've got N6UTC, that's Indoff. Good evening, Indoff. He's over there at Long Beach, California. And hello to Damien, AG9P. He's out there in Oconto, Wisconsin. And we got John, W5JMA, checked in. Good evening to John. And then Dave, WB7DRU, up there in Howard Lake, Minnesota. And, of course, Dave has been checking in with us for, like, decades now since we were connected to Minneapolis via a phone line there, a landline. So it's been a while since that was happening. We got Bruce, KK5DO. Good evening to Bruce. He's up there in Roman Forest. And, of course, thanks to Bruce. Tonight's URLs are available over at AmSatNet.com. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AmSatNet. All right, we've got the Gridmaster map, satellite top 100 rovers, the March 2026 rankings. The March 2026 rankings for the top 100 rovers being mixed low Earth orbit, medium Earth orbit, and geostationary in satellite operations as determined by @GridmasterMap on X. and they have been released. The ranking is determined by the number of grids and DXCC entities activated, taking into account only those grids where a minimum number of QSOs logged on the gridmaster.fr website have been validated by a third party, like Logbook of the World. Grid numbers do not directly reflect the exact number of activations. Satellite operators are encouraged to upload their Logbook of the World satellite contacts to gridmaster.fr in order to provide more accurate data. Okay, the list. Top rovers for March 2026, updated 2-6-2026. In position number one, still we have ND9M. Congratulations. All right, so we've got MJ7H, UT1FG, JA9KRO, N5UC, F5DMJ, DL6AP, DP0POL, WI7P, K5ZM, OE3SEU, WY7AA, LU5ILA, N6UA, HA3FOK, OH2UDS, W5FPG, and number 17, we've got AKHCW, N9IP, AB0DX, and then AB0HJ, Mitch is in 21. We've got DL2GRC, N4AKV, ND0C, and BA1PK. All right, we've got WD9EWK, KX9X, KG5CCI, DJ8MS, N5BO, ON4AUC, K8BL, KE4AL, KB5FHK, AC0RA, PA3GAN, F4BKV, KI40KB, JO2ASQ, KI7UNJ, VA3VGR, VE3HLS, BG7QIW, LA9XGA, HJ5LVR, VK5DG, N7AGF, DF2ET, K7TAB, and JL3RNZ. Then we've got KE0WPA, WD5GRW, KE0PBR, XE3DX, BA8AFK, LU4JVE, W7WGC, PR8KW, JK2XXW, EA4NF, EB1AO, XE1ET, N6DNM, W8LR, this W1AW in position number 65. And then we've got KI7QEK, SM3NRY, KE9AJ, F4DXV, CE1CWJ, AA5PK, we've got 87DB, PU6JBN, KM4LAO, and M1DDB. All right, then for the last quarter of the list, we've got HP9GWJ, VA7LM, DL4EA, NARO, SP5XFC, N6UTC, there's NDOF at 81. We've got N4UFO, VE7PTN, PT2AP, VE1VOX, AA8CH, KB2YSI, KI7UXT, AF5CC, KJ7NDY, BI1MHK, PT9BM, FG8OJ, BG5CZD, YU0W, PU4CEB, W8MTB, N4DCW, PS8BR, and W9JBQ. Okay, we will thank the at Gridmaster Matt folks for that information.
All right, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT net.
Well, AMSAT is still offering, for a limited time offer, a limited one-time promotion for new and renewing members that includes a free digital copy of Getting Started with Amateur Satellites. And the promotion is being offered as AMSAT begins its 2026 membership year.
BL-123.
Say anyone who joins or renews their AMSAT membership during the promotional period will receive a downlink or a download link for the latest edition of Getting Started with Amateur Satellites in their membership confirmation email. And so you can join today, and that's at launch.amsat.org. And remember, students are eligible to join for free up until the age of 25. All right, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT net. Now we've got another list here. We've got the VUCC satellite standing for March 2026. And the VUCC satellite award endorsement change summary. So this is the number of new contacts added. And this is for February the 1st, 2026 to February the 28th, 2026. Okay, this list is much shorter. We've got PY2 PIM going from 1200 to 1250 in the month. We've got MTY from 1201 to 1202. JN2 QCV from 1159 to 1180. IK1IYU from 508 to 900. WB9EWK and DM43 went from 779 to 781. WA3YDZ from 353 to 401. IM3EQZ from 268 to 316. And then we've got DH0GSU from 204 to 250. IW3SFA is new on the list, starting at 217. We've got N6UTC in grid GM14, and he's going from 128 to 150. Congratulations there, Indoff. And we got PT2VM from 126 to 150. LU4FW is new with 147. WB9PNU is going from 115 to 121. And then we've got WB9EWK in DM13. It's going from 116 to 119. And then we've got a few new folks. We've got AD7OV, new with 100. BI8SFW, new with 100. And KE5JXC is new with 100. All right, we want to say congratulations to the new VUCC satellite holders, and that would be IW3SSA, LU4FW, AD7OV, VI8SSW, and KE5JXC. And IW3SSA is the first VUCC satellite holder from grid JN66. AD7OV is number one in DN50. BI8SSW, the first from OL15, and XE5JXC is the first from grid EL39. Okay, it looks like for the final list, we usually read the VXCC standings, which is for countries worked. Well, the AWRL hasn't updated their March list yet. But we want to thank John Goering in 7AZ for that information. All
Alright, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT net. Looks like we're right just about the bottom of the hour here, so we're going to take a quick standby and see if we have any local check-ins or any other check-ins. So any check-ins to the Houston AMSAT net, come now. Alright, looks like we got everybody aboard for this evening. Hey, you want to fly the colors on your own grid expedition? Well, you can get your AMSAT car flag and other neat stuff from our Zazzle store. And when you do, 25% of the purchase price of each product goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. And that URL is at www.zazzle.com/AMSAT_gear. Alright, it looks like some Cambodian students blast off with satellite training. Although space technology may have not been officially introduced into the Kingdom's standard curriculum, the topic is taking center stage at the National Polytechnic Institute of Cambodia, the NPIC, at the second session of the NPIC STC event. QO-100 and Low Earth Orbit Satellite Training, Igniting a Passion for Space Communication Among Students. The training from February 26th to March the 3rd is transforming the campus into a hub of innovation. Building on their past success of a 12,076-kilometer transmission to Antarctica via the QO-100 satellite, this year's training elevates the challenge by focusing on low Earth orbit satellites, or LEO satellites. Students are actively engaged in hands-on learning, constructing and utilizing homemade antenna systems to track these fast-moving satellites across the sky, according to organizers. International specialists from Japan, France, and Australia are providing mentorship, guiding students through the complexities of installing ground stations and communicating with a variety of satellites, including the geostationary QO-100, and low Earth orbit satellites like RS-44 and SO-50. I wanted to show Cambodian students that space technology is accessible. Watching them successfully track a low Earth orbit satellite today proves that our youth are ready for the future, said George Paulo, a French marine electronics and telecommunications system expert. Maury Makio, an amateur radio satellite technician from Japan, emphasized the event's impact, highlighting how the real success is not just in the technical milestones, but in witnessing the passion of the participants. Seeing students successfully track low Earth orbit satellites with homemade antennas is a powerful reminder of why this event exists, he said. Ref Singivisov, one of the organizing committee members, shared his satisfaction with their efforts. He said the months of planning and coordination went into bringing this international training to life. Okay, we want to thank the Phnom Penh Post for that information, and you can read the full article at www.phnompenhpost.com/national/2019.
Cambodian-students-blast-off-with-satellite-training-program, and that's PROGRAMME-@-NPIC. And, of course, that link's also over at AmSatNet.com. Okay, the AmSat remove before flight key tags are available. And, yes, they are the real thing, just like what goes on the satellites. And they're lovely red with white embroidered lettering and logo. And... look real good, real noticeable, and your $20 donation goes to help fly a Fox Plus satellite, and it does include the first class postage, but it's only for U.S. addresses only. And you can order today at www.amsat.org/product/amsat-remove-before-flight-keychain.
DL-123.
Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AmSatNet. Two-line elements, or TLEs, often referred to as Keplerian elements, or simply just as KEPs in the amateur community, are the inputs to the SGP-4 standard mathematical model of spacecraft orbits used by most amateur tracking programs. So in other words, one ham would say to another ham, hey, have you updated your KEPs this week? And they would say, yes, I connected to the website and downloaded the program, the file, and it updated my satellite tracking programs, and now all my satellites are coming over at the exact appropriate times and places. Okay, TLE bulletin files are updated daily in the first hour of the UTC day, and of course, like I said, weekly updates are completely adequate. So your bulletin files will be posted, new bulletin files will be posted immediately after reliable elements become available for new amateur satellites, and you can find more info, it's over at www.amsat.org/Keplerian-elements-resources. Okay, looks like we've got an urgent message here regarding KEPs and TLEs. This is from T.S. Kelso of Celestrak. The U.S. Space Force 18th Space Defense Squadron will run out of five-digit catalog numbers at 69999, not 99999, which is estimated to occur around 7/20/2026. We're currently at 68,014. At that point, newly cataloged objects will have six-digit catalog numbers of 100,000 plus, and GP data will not be available for them using the TLE format. Celestrak developed new formats that removed this limitation and finally fixed the Y2K problem in May of 2020 and immediately began providing GP data in those formats for software developers. The same limitations apply to the legacy fixed field SATCAT. Okay, you can follow at T.S. Kelso on Blue Sky for the latest updates, tutorials, and changes as we approach this transition, and they say, spread the word.
AMSAT is presently alpha testing dissemination of orbital data such as general perturbations data or GP data in formats that do not have the 5-digit object number limitation and will solicit public health for beta testing in April of 2026. Many software packages used by HAMS already accept at least one of the new formats, and we would like to work through any issues before new satellites arrive without TLE sets. AMSAT will continue to disseminate TLE data for all satellites cataloged below 69999 indefinitely.
This is the W5BSA repeater.
Okay, it looks like the NOAA catalog IB 67291 has been renamed RS95S or QMR-KWT-2. And then it looks like we've got a bunch of satellites that have been removed from this week's AMSAT TLE distribution. RSP 03, NORAD catalog ID 65732, decayed from orbit on or about 16th of February 2026. Botan, NORAD catalog ID 65942, decayed from orbit on or about the 3rd of March 2026. MO 122, NORAD catalog ID 60209, end of mission, last delivery was on the 25th of August, 2025. Okay, we've got Severosat 1, NORAD catalog ID 66309. It was end of mission. Last telemetry was on the 9th of November, 2025. CO57, NORAD catalog ID 27848. Reached end of mission. The date was unknown. CO58, NORAD catalog ID 28895, reached end of mission. EO80, NORAD catalog ID 40032, reached end of mission. And Florispa SAT 1, NORAD catalog ID 44885, reached end of mission, and its date was also unknown. And we want to thank Joe Fitzgerald, KM1P, the AMSAT Orbital Elements Manager, for all that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AMSAT Net. Well, there's our website. Don't forget about that. Thanks to Bruce. It's over at www.amsatnet.com. You can find information on how to get a certificate or an award for making even your first satellite contact, and then others besides after that. And since Bruce is also the satellite awards guy for AMSAT, well, there's more information about that over on the AMSAT website, as well as a bunch of great info for satellite operators. That's over at www.amsat.org, where they have the status of the satellites, which ones are working, which ones aren't. And you can find the frequencies that they're on, the uplinks, the downlinks, and the telemetry frequencies. And then you can also find information about next year's symposium. And there's the store. You can even buy satellite antennas. And when you do, you get a bit of a discount on those M-squared LEO packs. And also, 25% of the purchase price goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. All right, so that's a great resource. Everybody needs to check that one out. That's over at www.amsat.org. All right, and then we've been looking through last year, and then also still now coming this year, when it does arrive, will be the SDR Gen 2, the updated, versatile GNU radio-based transverter for
satellites and satellite operators. It will have 144 megahertz to 6 gigahertz continuous coverage. Direct VHF, UHF, 900 megahertz, LS, and C-band operations. Up conversion to 5 and dime capability, so it will also cover up to even 10 gigahertz. All mode, being like CW, single sideband, FTA, narrowband FM, slow scan TV, ATV, all kinds of modes. Minimum downlink data rate of 1 MSPS, and it is built to fly on the Fox Plus and the Golf missions. All right, we will keep following the AMSAT News service for more information on the SDR Gen 2, and that will come from Ascent, the Advanced Satellite Communication and Exploration of New Technology, and the AMSAT engineers keeping amateur radio in space. Well, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT.net. NASA has finally revealed the astronaut who required the evacuation from the International Space Station.
PL-123.
And the award goes to Mike Fink, KE5AIT. NASA astronaut, crew 11 pilot and commander of the International Space Station's ISS Expedition 74, revealed that it was his medical issue that prompted the evacuation of the four crew 11 astronauts from the space station in January. The exact nature of his ailment remains undisclosed, but Fink's statement clarified that the issue, while not considered an emergency, required advanced medical imaging not available on the space station. As a result, Fink and his crewmates, NASA astronaut Zena Cardman, KJ5CMN, Japanese Space Agency astronaut Kamiya Yui, KG5BPH, and Roscosmos astronaut Oleg Platonov returned to Earth aboard the Crew Dragon Endeavour on January the 15th, about a month earlier than originally planned. The issue arose on January the 7th while Fink and Cardman were preparing for an upcoming spacewalk. The agency is monitoring a medical concern with a crew member that arose Wednesday afternoon aboard the orbital complex, NASA officials said in an emailed statement on January the 7th, declining to elaborate on the nature of that concern or the astronaut it affected. Then on January the 8th, the agency announced that Crew 11 would end early so that the issue could be addressed here on Earth. Crew 11 splashed down aboard Endeavour in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego on January the 15th, leaving a skeleton crew of three aboard the ISS. SpaceX's Crew 12 mission was originally slated to launch in mid-February, with a typical handover period between them and Crew 11 expected after their arrival in low Earth orbit, allowing the newcomers time to acclimate to microgravity and life aboard the station. Efforts by SpaceX and NASA allowed for an earlier target date of their Falcon 9 launch aboard Crew Dragon Freedom, which lifted off February the 13th and returned the ISS to its regular two-crew complement of seven members. All right, we want to thank space.com for that info. And, of course, the full info on that one is over at space.com/space-exploration/human-spaceflight/NASA-reveals-v-astronaut-who-required-first-medical-evacuation-from-the-international-space-station.
Yeah, I don't know why I read these URLs anymore. I mean, nobody, I'm sure, types them in anymore from me reading them, although that is the way we used to have to do that on the net there years ago. All right, amateurs and others around the world may listen in on contacts between amateurs operating in schools and allowing students to interact with astronauts and cosmonauts and JAXA astronauts aboard the International Space Station. The downlink frequency on which to listen is on 145.800 MHz worldwide. The Escola Naval Brazilian Naval Academy in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, recently completed a contact direct via PY1AA with the ISS call sign NA1SS. The scheduled crew member was Sophie Adenot, KJ5LTN. Aris mentor was DE3TBD. The contact was successful 2/3/2026 at 12/17/25 UTC, and they had a 49 degree maximum elevation. And they did have a live stream over on YouTube.com, so I'm sure if you do a search there on Escola Naval Academy, pull that up there. We got the St. Joseph Primary School in Bambara, NSW, Australia, Telebridge via VK6MJ. The ISS call sign was still to be determined at that time, but the crew member is Jack Hathaway, KJ5NIV, and the ARS mentor, VK4KHZ. Okay, looks like this contact was successful on 3/5/2026 at 8/53/18 UTC, and they had a 32 degree maximum elevation. All right, the crossband repeater continues to be active on the International Space Station. It's on 145.990 MHz up, the PL tone of 67, and then you listen on 437.800 MHz, it's the downlink. If any crew member is so inclined, all they have to do is pick up the mic. They can just raise the volume up and talk on the crossband repeater. So give a listen. You just never know. You might end up talking to an astronaut. Okay, well, the packet operations usually are running on 145.825, but there's issues, so they are currently running packet on 437.825 MHz. It says, please note, we're still in the process of troubleshooting and testing this radio. Feel free to check out status reports at ARIS-USA.org/ARIS_APRS. And the Ham TV is currently transmitting a test signal at 2395 MHz. So for more info, you can visit ARIS Ham TV live site, and that's over at live.aris.org/hamtv. But, as always, if there's an EVA, a docking, or an undocking, the ARIS radios are turned off as part of the safety protocol. So if you listen for a pass and you don't hear anything, one of those things is probably going on. And note, all times are approximate. It's recommended you do your own orbital prediction or start listening about 10 minutes before our listed times. All right, you can find the latest information on the operation mode for the ISS, and that's over at www.aris.org/current-status-of-iss-stations.html.
and the latest list of frequencies in use on the ISS. It's at www.ARIS.org/contact-v-iss.html. And we want to thank Charlie Safana, HA9N, one of the ARIS operation team mentors, for that information. All right, this is Marty of V5Y and the Houston AmSatNet. Well, we've got a few lists of AmSat ambassador activities. AmSat ambassadors provide presentations. They demonstrate communicating to amateur satellites and host information tables at club meetings, AmFest, conventions, maker fairs, and other events. March 21st, 2026, the Midwinter Madness Ham Fest is going on, and that's from the Maple Grove Radio Club, and it will be at the Buffalo Civic Center at 1306 County Road 134 in Buffalo, Minnesota, 55313, and the URL, k0ltc.org/midwinter/madness. And you should see K0JM, AD0HJ, and KE0PBR all there, man in the AmSat booth.
TL123.
All right, April 11th, 2026, the Tucson Area Spring Ham Fest at the Radio Society of Tucson, the Calvary Tucson Church, at 8711 East Speedway in Tucson, Arizona, 85710. URL is k7rst.club, and you should see N1UW there. And we want to say thanks to Bo Lowry, W4FCL, the director of the AmSat Ambassador Program, for that information. All right, well, you can join AmSat today by going to launch.amsat.org. In addition to regular membership, AmSat offers membership to societies, which is a recognized group, club, or organization. Students are eligible for free membership up to the age of 25. Memberships are available for annual and lifetime terms. You can contact info@amsat.org for additional membership information. 7-3, remember to help keep amateur radio in space. That's from this week's ANS editor, Mark Johns, K0JM. That's mjohns@amsat.org. Okay, I hope everybody enjoyed this week's version of the Houston AmSatNet. Look forward to catching everybody next week. So stay safe out there. Keep playing with those radios, making lots of satellite contacts. We look forward to catching everybody next week. So from Andy, W5ACM, Bruce, KK5VO, up there in Roman Forest, myself, Marty, WV5Y, in Northwest Houston, we say 7-3 for this week from the Houston AmSatNet.
W5BSA repeater.